This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Even with the race, more than 40% of Americans already voting in early voting. The race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump is a dead heat. ABC News political director and Washington bureau chief Rick Klein breaks down the latest polling with a little bit over a week until Election Day.
51-47 lead among likely voters for Kamala Harris, but that is by no means a safe lead. We have seen across a range of recent polling a tied race, maybe even Trump ahead by a point or two. The 538 polling average has Harris up by a little more than a percentage point nationally.
A truck crashing into a bus stop in Tel Aviv in what's being described as a suspected terror attack. More than a dozen people hurt, the suspect killed by armed bystanders. Israel carrying out more strikes on Lebanon today. An Israeli airstrike in the town of Sidon, south of Beirut, has killed at least 8 people, injured 25 more. That according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin has one of the higher closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. A new report lays out the challenges. Here's Mike Moen.
Charter schools, which receive public funding but are often run by private entities, are billed as alternative learning environments for families who feel they need more options. But the new findings show nationally, more than a quarter of them close by year 5, with rates worsening over time. Wisconsin is among the states with a closure rate of at least 45%. Jenny Hauschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network says families enrolled are less scrambling when a charter school abruptly closes.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
The report from the National Center for Charter School Accountability cites low enrollment, along with fraud and mismanagement, as the top factors behind the closures. Backers of charters say despite these issues, these schools are sometimes still the best options in underserved areas. Hauschulte acknowledges some families might be happy with their charter school, but adds the push to authorize these sites over time ignores the root issues that hinder educational outcomes.
When you look at student outcomes, like, poverty plays the biggest role in it, but we're not talking about how to address poverty in communities. We're saying, like, well, it must be the public school system, so we'll do this other thing. You know, a charter will be better.
The Milwaukee public school system recently dealt with a financial scandal. Hauschulte says that shouldn't be taken lightly, but she suggests those examples are scrutinized more than the shortcomings of charter schools. According to state data, Wisconsin currently has 226 charter schools in operation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin falls to Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers losing at home to Penn State, 28-13. Wisconsin giving up a pick six. And backup, Bo Prabula, throwing a touchdown after Penn State quarterback Drew Aller left with a knee injury. Luke Fickell on Penn State's gadget plays on offense.
They did a pretty good job in the second half of being able to mix up on and cost us some issues. But we're still getting better. I mean, this is a team that's growing. We can't lose the confidence and the faith in the things that we do. And you know, skill set wise is a little bit different, but he proved that he can throw the football as well. And they make you play really honest, and they make you play incredibly disciplined. As the game wears on, sometimes those things wear at you. And that's where the execution in the second half, we weren't able to make the plays we needed to make. And in some ways, he did make those plays.
So the Badgers fall to 5-3 and are on the road against the Iowa Hawkeyes next week. NBA, the Bucks in New York tonight to take on the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies, increasing south winds up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon with highs in the middle 60s. Increasing clouds tonight will keep the south breeze, lows near 40. A mostly cloudy and breezy Monday, highs in the upper 60s.
It's 30 at our studios. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The music of the star for Halloween and a whole lot of other stuff. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. It's Sunday, the last Sunday of October. Hey, music lovers. Cindy Huber's got a contest, the artist of record. Tune in to WRJN every weekday. Happens around the 9 o'clock hour. That's 9 a.m. So when you hear a song by the artist of record between 9 and 2, be caller number 5 at 262-634-WRJN. And you'll win a vinyl album from that artist. Thanks to Time and Again Music and More, they're in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. Listen, call, and win with Cindy Huber's Artist of Record, local news, timeless hits, vinyl treasures from Time and Again and WRJN. We'll be on the air till high noon. High noon. But I have to give this codicil. First time I ever used that word. There are some words you never use. You read, but you don't say them. Like inchoate. I don't know what that means. The opposite of choate, I guess. So, anyway, back to... We've got Green Bay Packers pregame. Starts at 10 o'clock. The Music of the Stars continues on all the Civic Media radio stations, with the exception of WRJN, AM, and FM. So how do we get by with that? We cover that live, but you can continue with the Music of the Stars by... Feel the suspense build? Click into WAUK at 540... or any Civic Media radio network station except WRJN and WRJN.com, but civicmedia.us, all over the world. We continue with the Music of the Stars. Skin is a big part of Halloween and how it changes. Here's Alan Sherman with a thought on that line.
God, I have skin. All you- you really need is skin. Skin's the thing that if you got it outside, it helps keep your insides in. It covers your nose, and it's wrapped around your toes. And inside it, you put lemon meringue, and outside, you hang your clothes. Skin is what you feel at home in, and without it furthermore, both your liver and abdomen would keep falling on the floor and dressed in your intestine. A Siamese twin needs an extra set of skin. When the doctor knows that you're feeling sick, where does he stick his needle in? In the end of your skin. All your friends and all your kin folks, whether poor or whether rich, they have all got lots of skin folks. It's convenient when they itch. Nothing can match it when you scratch it. It fits perfectly. Yours fits you and mine fits me. When you're sitting down, it folds and looks grand. And then when you stand, it's where it's been. Ain't you glad you got skin? You were just a little baby while your skin fit fine. And it still is gonna fit you when you're 6'9". So whether you're fat, tall, big, small, chubby or thin, ain't you glad you got skin?
And here's John Lithgow.
I have skin. All you really need is skin. Skin's the thing that if you got it outside, it helps keep your insides in. It covers your nose, and it's wrapped around your toes. And inside it you put lemon meringue, and outside you hang your clothes. Skin is what you feel at home in, and without it furthermore, both your liver and abdomen would keep falling on the floor, and you'd be dressed in your intestine. A Siamese twin needs an extra set of skin. When the doctor knows that you're feeling sick, where does he stick his needle in? In the end of your skin. All your friends and all your kin folks.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
It's convenient when they itch. Nothing can match it when you scratch it. It fits perfectly. Yours fits you and mine fits me. When you're sitting down, it folds and looks grand. And then when you stand, it's where it's been. Ain't you glad you got skin? When you were just a little baby, well, your skin fit fine. And it still is gonna fit you when you're 6'9". So whether you're fat, tall, big, small, chubby or thin, ain't you glad you got skin? Oh, yeah.
Sleep, he sang to me in dreams. He came, and I fell asleep. to the seat of sweet music's throne, to this kingdom where all must pay homage to music. Music, you have come here for one purpose and one alone. Since the moment I first heard you sing, I have needed you with me to serve me, to sing for my music. My music.
The music of the stars from the Phantom of the Opera, the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical. That's not my favorite Phantom of the Opera. Neither is the one with Susanna Foster. No, I like the one that nobody else thinks of. 1962 with Herbert Lahm. Why? Because they wrote a real opera for that picture. Edward Astley wrote an opera. And, well, here's the theme from 1962's Phantom of the Opera. Okay, here is one aria from the 1962 Phantom of the Opera by Edwin Astley. Written just for the movie.
Thank you.
The Stanley Paul Orchestra from 1962's Phantom of the Opera by Edwin Astley. Here's the vocal version.
As a storm wept its dying in darkest night, in broadest day, I had your voice in summer sunshine.
That's an opera that was written just for the Phantom of the Opera, 1962. Elizabeth Taylor sings the role of Joan in Joan of Arc. You know, they've never recorded that opera except in the picture, highly regarded, 1962's Phantom of the Opera. Paul Harvey is here on WRJN. He does the rest of the story. Your business can be a sponsor. It's one of the most popular shows ever to air over WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. And be one of four category businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story here in WRJN, the music of the stars.
The Rest of the Story. This was Jeff and Pat's dream house. They knew it. They knew it the moment they laid eyes on it. It was a mansion, really. 18 rooms, charming mold-painted frame with steep gables and a cupola, a wide porch overlooking the river. There are a number of unique and charming homes in Nyack, New York, but the Stambofskys had their hearts set on this one. And yes, it was for sale. And yes, Jeff and Pat inquired immediately. The price tag was staggering. $650,000. The owner was a widow, they were told, a woman named Helen Ackley. She was asking $32,005 as a binder. Well, Jeff and Pat swallowed hard, but they came up with that cash. And it was only then that they learned the rest of the story. It was a local fellow. It was an architect in Nyack, who, after becoming acquainted with Jeff and Pat, confided the disturbing news. Regarding the home they'd fallen in love with and now planned to purchase, it seemed that the seller, Mrs. Ackley, did not have sole claim to the house. Oh, she owned it all right. But Mrs. Ackley was living in Orlando, Florida, while another family was living in her Nyack home. I said another family was living in the Nyack home, and those tenants were not about to move out. I wonder, let me stop here a second. Did you happen to see the movie Pacific Heights about the annoying tenant who refused to leave a young couple's dream house? If you saw that movie, you know that it's sometimes legally impossible to evict a troublemaker, sort of like possession is 9/10 of the law, that sort of thing. And faced with just such a dilemma, Jeff and Pat contacted the owner and asked for their money back. They were no longer interested in buying the house, certainly not with another family living in it. Would Mrs. Ackley please return their $32,500 binder? But the answer was no. And thus, 2 years ago, began a court case, which has just now been legally resolved. The appellate division of the New York State Supreme Court has decreed that the Stambofskys may now sue Mrs. Ackley for the return of their earnest money. But the most intriguing and potentially significant aspect of the case is a majority opinion upon which that ruling was based. There never has been such a pronouncement by any judge in any American court ever. So the New York State Supreme Court may have opened a legal Pandora's box when it acknowledged the occupancy of a house, which might to you or me appear utterly vacant. That's right. In this case, Stambovsky versus Ackley, it's another kind of possession which has been declared 9/10 of the law. For you see, when the legal owner of that charming house in Nyack accepted $32,500 as a down payment, she neglected to inform the prospective purchasers of what the New York State Supreme Court has now decreed, that the house is otherwise occupied by ghosts. And this, according to Justice Israel Rubin, quote, is fact as a matter of law. The house is haunted, end quote. And that the tenants, who refuse even still to vacate the Stambovsky's dream house, first took up residence there more than 200 years ago. Now you know the rest of the story.
The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by the memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a torch singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with memories that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. The ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget you. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
I say, Sebastian, are you in bed? Come out here.
I can't. I'm in my nightwear.
Oh, well, never mind then.
I don't want to tell you that your bedroom's supposed to be haunted. I don't suppose that'll worry you. Breakfast at 9, if you're alive to eat any. Good night.
Oh, I say, look here. I can't stay in here. I mean, my mother told me to keep away from the spirits. I say, hello, my good fellow. Hello. Oh, I...
Get my broker, say get my broker.
500,000
shares of tapioca. Get Chicago on the wire. Hello, Mr. McIntyre. Tapioca's going higher. Got the jitters. You know, I bought a penthouse with a view, but I haven't had a chance to see the view. Bought a shiny Cadillac, but I always take a taxi there and back. Got the jitters. Got the jitters. You know, from the moment that I get up on the go without a let up, way to bring another setup. Got the jitters.
On the dining room sideboard.
Where's Markway? I thought he'd have been here before anyone else.
You serve yourselves. I clear up in the morning.
Have you known Dr. Markway long?
I have breakfast ready at 9.
No, I've never met him.
I don't stay after 6, not after it begins to get dark.
My only contact with him has been our correspondence about the, quote, experiment, unquote.
I leave before the dark comes, so there won't be anyone around if you need help.
No one can hear you if you scream in the night. Isn't that so, Mrs. Dudley?
No one lives any nearer than town. No one will come any nearer than that. In the night. In the dark.
Glenn Miller, next.
In a house upon a rock along the countryside, at precisely 12 o'clock, the spooks began to ride. Swinging at the seance, 12 ticks. Swinging at the seance, hot licks with the medium in trance. How that horn began to play. swinging at the seance, five men swinging at the seance, jive men. When the trumpet blasted out, all the spooks began to shout. That music came through so sweetly low down, yet nobody knew who was ripping around. Swinging at the seance, black coats swinging at the seance, blue notes. Why, the trumpet could have won a cup. Its jiving broke the seance up. And who do you think did the getting away? No one else but Billy May.
Find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you on, brought to you on, brought to you on RADI. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, tonight we are featuring someone for everyone, you might say. For the kiddies, we have a special horror movie. Plus a panel of experts discussing where is the circus going. Before we meet our circus panel, however, your friend and mine, Billy May, will get us off to a flying start with an unusual rendition of Cocktails for Two. Take it, Billy. Yeah, well, where's the rest of it, Billy? That was only the verse. That was only the verse of the song.
Well, everybody knows the chorus of this turkey.
Come on, will you please play the chorus?
No, man.
Look, I'm not knocking the way you played the verse, you understand, but aren't you really going to play the chorus for us?
No, man.
Just worse than waiting for the other shoe to drop. Before we have our circus panel, we'd like to get some questions to ask our experts from some of the people in the audience. And let me just get down here in the audience. Here is a lady. What is your name, madam?
Mrs. George Heininger. May I ask you a question?
Certainly.
What do I get?
Get?
Art Linkletter gives prizes. So where's my refrigerator?
We're not giving prizes. We just want you to suggest some questions.
For answering that, I don't get nothing.
Well,
plastic bowl I could get.
All right, now look.
They give you that with 10 gallons of gas and Mark C. Bloom.
You've been a long while coming.
I'm not buying anything.
And I am not selling anything. I expected you sooner.
Oh, I remember you. That night. And in the crypt.
Go inside. You killed the wolf.
Well, there's no crime in that, is there?
The wolf was Balaam.
You think I don't know the difference between a wolf and a man?
Balaam became a wolf, and you killed him. A werewolf can be killed only with a silver bullet, or a silver knife, or a stick with a silver handle.
You're insane. I tell you, I killed a wolf, a plain, ordinary wolf.
Take this charm, the pentagram, the sign of the wolf. It can break the evil spell.
Evil spell? Pentagram, wolfbane. Oh, I'm sick of the whole thing. I'm going to get out of here.
Whoever is bitten by a werewolf and lives becomes a werewolf himself.
Oh, quit handing me that. Just wasting your time.
Have you seen Chick Young or Wilbur Gray?
Seen them? I don't even know them.
I've got to know what they found on that island. Chick, Wilbur, what did you find? Was I right?
No. And I wish you'd stop trying to put those ideas in this boy's head. He's not used to them.
Don't put your things on, Wilbur. Did you meet Dr. Lejos?
Yes.
What did he look like? Tall, aristocratic, the faraway look in his eye?
All I know is he told us to go out and have some fun. Why don't you?
Can't I convince you that Dracula is a very dangerous person?
You and Wilbur are just trying to scare me. Well, it won't work.
I scared you. I scared you, you big sissy. This is your mask. Come here.
Somebody's got a hold of those bells. They're starting to ring, they're starting to sing, and somebody yells, it must be hell's bells.
Become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms.
and the autumn moon is bright.
I know you think I'm crazy, but in a half an hour the moon will rise and I'll turn into a wolf.
You and 20 million other guys.
Listen.
Did you ever break a mirror and spend the rest of the day in dread, wondering what awful fate would befall you? It is bad luck to break a mirror, you know, because the gods in the mirror are protecting you from harm, and when you break your particular mirror, you're darkening the vision of your protectors, and anything is liable to happen. Take the strange tale of Celeste Collins. She was a pretty Irish girl of 21 on this day of her birthday, and the girls in the office were giving her a luncheon party. She was dressing in a bedroom, arranging her hair in a stunning coiffure and admiring herself in her hand mirror. Her hair was her crowning glory, the envy of the girls at the office. And so she preened herself in the mirror, turning first this way and that, completely satisfied with the effect. But she set the mirror down carelessly, and it slipped off the dresser, falling to the floor with a shattering sound of broken glass. Celeste wrinkled her pretty nose and shrugged her shoulders. Just another mirror. At any rate, it was time to go to work. She hurried from the house to catch the subway. While she was fumbling in her purse for a token, it spilled open and all the contents spread out onto the turnstile. Reaching under the stile to put her bag together only caused a long run in each of her silk stockings. Then she was an hour late for work because the train stalled in the tunnel and dried up transportation. And at the office, she overturned a bottle of ink on the whole pile of contracts she had typed so carefully the day before. Well, by noon, Celeste decided it was just one of those days when you should have stayed in bed. Although Celeste Collins was Irish, and the Irish are fey, steeped in the traditions of leprechauns and strange happenings, she was practical and sensible as well as pretty. The broken mirror was just a coincidence, and just a silly superstition anyway. And the birthday party that followed erased any doubt she may have had in her mind. The girls wined her and dined her in the little restaurant around the corner. They'd even gotten her a birthday cake. And even though the morning had been awful, the rest of the day flew by with Celeste as happy as a bird. And so, at 5 o'clock, she went home. Her birthday had been a great success. It was only an hour later, while she was sewing a dress in the living room, that the doorbell rang. Expectantly, Celeste sprang to answer. It was a delivery man with a large upright package that towered as high as the door. Celeste signed for it as the man moved the package to the center of the room and propped it up against the table. After he'd left, she eyed the heavy cords that bound the package and suddenly realized that the girls had taken this method of surprising her with a birthday present. Delightedly, she took her sewing shears and cut the cords. The wrapping paper fell away with a hissing noise, and miraculously, there were two Celeste Collins in the room. The one standing away from the table, the other smiling back from the reflected depths of the full-length mirror propped against the table. But Celeste Collins started to scream. The face in the mirror was a twisted, satanic thing, an outrageous caricature of the lovely face before it. Celeste stepped back, overwhelmed with fright. She kept backing up, but the awful thing in the mirror receded with her. And then her legs were halted by the sill of the window behind her. Whirling, Celeste saw her face again in the crystal clear panes of glass in the window. The same hideous, ghastly smile. With a terrible shriek, she hurled herself at the window and fell through. 6 stories to the cement courtyard below. So you see, my friend, the birthday present was a gift from hell. Of course, Celeste saw only herself in the mirror. But look for yourself. Look into the mirror. Oh, there, you've dropped it. Broken it into a million fragments. How dreadful. I'm afraid you're in for some bad luck. Are you one of the frightened?
Okay, here's what's shaking. Oh, wrong choice of words. What's happening is the music of the stars may be preemptive, depending what station to which you're tuned. We're on the air all over the world at civicmedia.us. You should be too. But now on WRJN, both AM and FM, they're breaking away, you see, for football. The Green Bay Packers. However, the music never ends. If you're tuned to WAUK 540, Kenosha, Racine, and suburbs. CivicMedia.us. Swinging Halloween. Now, CBS News. I'm Lou Regani.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.